Welcome to chilloverradio.net. This broadcast is brought to you by promodj.com, exclusive-vodka.com, mix-sets.com, Open Bar Music, Asukar, Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC.com, SBSDesigns.com, DiamondFuse.com, and MyDigitalDepot.com.
Yo, what up out there, guys and gals? It's your boy Zay here, repping the Culture of Dad. Welcome back to the Culture of Dad podcast, where we discuss all things dad, which is really all things. Now, quick verbal disclaimer, although we discuss daddy issues, family issues, and the like, this show may not be suitable for younger viewers. Here is real talk for adults from and repping a dad perspective, so parental discretion is advised. Now today, the first thing I want to get into is I really want to dive in on the topic of legacy, thinking about the types of legacy we leave our children, and even touching upon how that is represented in the media these days. Surprisingly, these days the media seems to be doing a really good job as far as starting to portray some more nuanced and heartfelt father-child relationships. Whereas traditionally in the past, most of the time, the narrative has always been fathers were absentee, fathers were not present, whether through different reasons in the culture or just circumstances, you know, prisons and jails, or just value systems that maybe were a little bit distorted. Things like the need to work and provide for money, those more traditional conservative values like that, where dads were going out making the bacon, they come home and throw it at the wife, and the wife cooks the bacon and deals with the kids. So that narrative has always been somewhat of the standard in our culture, and now we're starting to see some different discourses happen. What I'm talking about more specifically is I just came from seeing the Black Panther movie. I don't know if any of y'all out there have seen it. I'm sure a lot of you have, but for those who have not, fair warning, I may drop some spoilers here in my discussion. But with that, although you'll see all over news interviews and promo, they talk a lot about the whole Black aspect of the film and its, you know, historical or cultural and changing the ways Blacks are represented in the media within our society, a deeper story beyond that becomes the relationship of fathers and sons. It's not talked about much, but whoever's seen the movie, I'm sure you can see the clear parallels between T'Challa, the Black Panther, and his father, the former king, T'Chaka, who was the previous Black Panther, obviously. And also the villain, or the antagonist, Killmonger, and his father. It's interesting because both of them received a legacy from their fathers. One was the legacy of a king, man who's honorable and strong and duty-bound, while the other was the legacy of a traitor, somebody who lived their lives full of lies and deceit, albeit potentially for a higher cause, trying to do something admirable or worthwhile. But you know what the saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So that said, that was the legacy he left his son, who became the antagonist naturally. When we look at these two things, it made me think about my own relationship with my father and the legacy he left me, where my dad was just, you know, this hard-working, selfless man for his family. Although I may not have seen him or got to know him until later on, he, you know, one thing I do know is that he was hard-working, he was selfless, whatever he could give for his family. And now that leads me to think about what kind of legacy I'm leaving for my child. You know, as parents, that's something that we always think about, wanting to do more, wanting to give more, wanting to do better. But what kind of legacy do we leave our children? Do we even think about that? Are we just so in the rut of just going for it that we don't necessarily consciously look at that? So that's one question I want to leave for the audience. Just what kind of legacy are you leaving for your children? Now, that poses the question, what are we talking about when we even say legacy? Like, when I think about it, there's so many different types of legacy a person can leave behind, you know, especially when we talk about the legacy we leave behind for our kids and stuff. As parents, we always want to, like I said before, leave them the best, leave them more than we ever got, leave them lessons and insights. I mean, leave them a kingdom, especially within the Black community in particular. You know, that is one of the most empowering mindsets we try to give our children, is that they come from kings and queens, because of that disassociation from our past. And we know that culture was there, unfortunately, when those ties get severed, you know, part of the African-American culture that's subsequently developed since then has been this aspect of reconnecting with the most positive aspects we can see in general of our roots, which is, you know, a culture of, as far as, you know, African cultures and things like that, we come from kings and queens and tribe leaders and shamans, wisdom, people with wisdom and philosophy, you know, and that those type of ideals do not just come from, say, the Greek or Roman particular sect or any other particular sect. It's worldwide. But this is, as far as the African American experience, this is our own connection we've cultivated as we've come up in, you know, American society, which then just becomes a cultural melting pot, right? So that just filters out to everybody else. And our society is basically built on capitalism and consumerism. So we want things, and we want to leave behind things for our children. We want to leave behind wealth, right? Financial abundance. Hopefully, if anybody out there struggled the way, say, I have, the way of many of the people that I've come across, whether it's struggling financially or through other means, like for education, these are the forms of entitlements that we try to leave behind for our children, you know. But then there's the other aspect. Do you want to leave behind ideals, you know, the lessons that we teach them as far as, you know, being stand up and forthright, or being heartfelt and genuine and authentic? These type of moral compasses, or these guidances that we leave to help them cultivate their most fulfilling lives, or to help them build their highest selves, you know, the highest aspects of themselves. So we try to leave these things behind. We can try to leave behind lessons. We can try to leave behind just general guidance of how to navigate the system, you know, if that's what our particular strong suit is. You know, whether we use stern discipline and lessons and just actual teaching them the reading and writing, arithmetic, you know, and all of those standard lessons just to navigate the day-to-day nuances of society. So that leads me to pose the question, what type of legacy do we want to leave? You know, what are these legacies that we're leaving behind? Because historically, all the legacies that I'm discussing are the ideals that I believe all parents share. You know, these are the ideals I have. And these are the ideals that were attempted to be communicated by the fathers of both men in Black Panther. You know, both men wanted to teach their son something of a higher value. Even the antagonist, his father was trying to teach him about giving back to the community, coming back and saving others. And that's a high ideal, you know, that's a good intention, although the means may have been invalid. So the same is to be said for our own experiences. When I look at my father, my experience is not exactly the same. I'm curious, and I should probably have him on the podcast at some point just to interview and get his perspective, because that would be interesting to see from past generations what their perspectives is, as opposed to the type of perspective I'm presenting now. And back on topic. So, I don't want to get too far away from what I initially intended with this particular podcast. We were talking about the idea of legacy, the type of legacy that we're leaving behind for our children, for the world, just the legacy we're leaving behind for ourselves, really. But the conversation was getting a little heady. I don't want to get too heady and too intellectual as far as philosophizing and romanticizing all of these different ideals, but just exploring the idea of the legacy that we do want to leave behind and how these relationships are portrayed in media. So as I was saying before, it's clear all throughout the film Black Panther, but then Just the night before, I was watching The Walking Dead. It just recently returned. I don't know if any Walking Dead fans are out there. Yeah, cheer it up. But even in that show, you know, there's a huge plot line between the main character, a father, and his son. And these two have been kind of carrying the story for a number of seasons. All of the fans can tell you. And we've been watching their developing relationship grow as time has gone by, as the child has grown older, going from a boy to a man. And we've seen conversations regarding this exact topic. Although they don't really talk about legacy. Like, it's not Rick going to Carl like, hey, Carl, we're going to have a talk about legacy. But I'm just saying they've had these conversations. So in the most recent episode, as they return from their winter break, the son, Carl, is dying, unfortunately. That's a pain that, you know, no father, no parent should have to endure. No father or parent wants to endure. You know, the idea is that we go before our children. So in this particular show, the main character, the father, is having to witness and say his goodbyes to his son. And they have a real deep talk, really, about the legacy of everything that's going on, of what they've been building throughout the entire season, as far as building a new community, as far as building a new ideal of how people can move forward and re-civilize the world, basically. Because if none of you don't know, spoiler alert, The Walking Dead is about a post-apocalyptic world, basically, within the realm of zombies. The zombie apocalypse, right? And these main characters are really helping to spearhead the new world of existing survivors, the last few humans who are still alive and are starting to come together and reform some type of civilization, reform some type of community. And so the main characters being at war with each other, unfortunately, because I guess opposing views or whatever the case may be, now face themselves, now come to terms with what they're working towards and what they're trying to build. And the father and son were having this discussion as far as the son dying, and he's been visualizing what the future can be and how this new community, this new environment, this new kingdom that they're trying to build, how it can be thriving and move forward. And the father has been, you know, working hard towards these goals. And they had this beautiful exchange where the son was expressing how he's been having these visions of what it would be like. And the father was telling him, you know, I did that all for you. I did that all for my son, my child, you know. I'm trying to create this world so that you, the young ones, can have a better future than what is available at the moment. And the son, in response, was saying, you know, I'm dying, whatever the case may be, but I want that dream to come true, not for me, but for you. You know, it's something, it's very humanistic, you know, that we want the best for each other, obviously, not just for ourselves or not just for our seeds, but that is oftentimes our primary concern. But that idea of wanting to hand down something, hand down a legacy, hand down something of value, hand down something of benefit that's going to encourage growth and prosperity of our seeds for the future, that is a theme that resonates with all fathers. And so that brings me right back around to the legacy we leave within our own homes, within our own families, within society, right? Seeing these concept of legacy between father and child in these different platforms, whether it be films like The Black Panther or television shows like The Walking Dead, or just across the spectrum where these concepts are being kind of heralded. I don't care if you're talking about The Cosby Show from the 80s, which, you know, we're not going to get into Bill Cosby or anything like that. But as far as me, somebody who grew up during that time period, I watched that show a lot. And I learned a lot from that show in the sense of, you know, value systems and watching this family try to hand down certain ideals and certain ways of being and certain traits and characteristics to their kids, right? So that brings it right back home to how do we and what do we hand down, especially if you're not coming from the one percenters or whatever particular segment of the population that the grass may be greener on for you. When you're not coming from that perspective, but you're just thinking about where you're at now and what you're doing with your life, what it is you intend to pass on, what it is you're trying to pass on, what are you working towards as far as the values and intentions you're trying to instill within your kids, right? I mean, that is something that I constantly think about, even if I'm not necessarily thinking about what I'm financially passing on to my son or what I might be able to pass on in the way of things and stuff. I'm constantly thinking about how I can pour my best into him so that he can be his best, you know, and that comes across in all these different types of legacies we leave behind, you know, whether it's me just being present with my kid and leaving behind a legacy through the example of being, you know, through me being with him and the way I treat him and react to him in his day-to-day life, or through him seeing me as I build my business, as I work on my outside endeavors and develop my craft in other areas, as I continue to live life on my terms and cultivate things in the way I envision for myself and for my family. That provides an example, and that provides a template for him to look at when he gets older and know how he want to conduct himself in life, you know? So that's a legacy in ideals, right? In value system, in a way of being. The way I conduct myself with women, the way I hang out and conduct myself with fellas, you know, that teaches him, that leaves him a legacy of how to conduct himself as a man when he gets older, as well as whatever I'm able to attain physically as far as stuff and values, right? Or whatever I'm able to create as far as building my business, building the culture of dad up to a bigger business, a bigger brand. If I'm able to leave him behind something on that level, generational wealth, all the better. But even not, even still, there are things we can leave behind, right? It makes me think back and look at my own relationship with my father, whom, unfortunately, when my youth, I did not have a chance to bond with as much as I would have liked, but who was always busting his ass to make sure he could provide for mine and my siblings' needs, whether or not he got to spend time with us, whether or not he was there. He always tried to make sure we had no needs. None of our needs were ever unmet, even if it took time, right? So that's a legacy and value system that he left for me, as far as always making sure my seeds are taken care of, always making sure those dependent upon me are taken care of. You know, I've developed some of those traits from him and the examples he set. I've also learned a lot about what types of things you can leave behind that may be more valuable than just financial gain and wealth, whether generationally or just within your lifetime, you know, in the sense that I learned so many valuable things like selflessness and generosity and just how to be upright and stand up as a man from the examples my father has provided me. Things like that, those are staples that I'm able to kind of build my own potential legacy upon, you know? Whether or not he was able to attain all of the things that he wished for, he did provide me with immeasurable value beyond just giving me life, you know? Although I may have had complaints growing up when I was young as to whether or not he was there for us to bond or for me to get to know, you know, I definitely learned some things from my experience with him nonetheless. So when I think about that, and I think about how much he suffers in the sense that he has not been able to achieve wealth in his life, and he's not a very financially abundant person, although he's abundant in his own spirit and in his generosity, he's not able to give me and my siblings a ton of money or a dowry or whatever you get. And that for me hasn't mattered, because he's provided me with the opportunity to build and grow myself, develop the skill sets that I can handle my own business, and I'm out here getting it. You know, I don't have a problem getting that money or doing what I need to do for my family. And that's because he's provided the foundation, you know? So it makes me just think a lot about how many people, how many of us are out here just running around afraid to step into our roles and own our power and accept the responsibility of our own lives, not accepting the responsibility for anybody else, not even for our children, but for our own lives, to build ourselves up and be present in our lives, wherever our lives take us, even if it takes us to the role of being a parent, of being a father, to know that whatever we provide just through being there, we're providing some sense of legacy. You know, we're providing a value system, a moral compass, ways of being, lessons on how to be a man, lessons on how to be a woman, lessons on how to thrive in society. You know, all of these things are much deeper and much more valuable than being able to say, hey, here's a check in your name for however much dollars down the line. Because if that's all you can leave as your legacy, and you haven't left anything else instead with your children, with your seed, I have to question the value of that legacy. I mean, they can go out there and they can just blow all that money, you know? If you haven't left the legacy of how to manage money, of how to build money, of how to allow money to grow for you, you haven't been able to instill those lessons in your child, and you leave them a ton of money, they might blow it, they might waste it, or they might turn out to be these negative, angry people with all sorts of whatever particular issues and not actually do anything productive with the assets you leave them. So legacy comes in all levels, it comes on all frames, and it's not just about the financial, or it's not just about the physical things, but it's a legacy of being. That's what I'm realizing, even through this conversation with y'all right now. That's what I'm realizing is the most important legacy that I wish to leave behind for my seeds. A legacy of being, you know, how to be your highest self and how to cultivate and attain the life you want, you know, to build a life that's going to foster and facilitate your happiness, to do the things that you want to do, you know. And if I can leave that behind, then everything else I believe is going to be taken care of, you know? As I build what I build and any other things I can leave in addition to that, that'll be great. You know, if I can end up leaving some wealth, that'll be great. But at the end of the day, what's most important to me is leaving behind a legacy of being. Anyways, that's our show, folks. I hope you enjoyed this conversation. We were talking legacy. I definitely know I came to some insights that I didn't even know I had at the beginning of this talk. But, you know, just the idea of leaving something behind for our seeds, for the future, even for the world, but most of all for ourselves, just doing something that fulfills us. We guaranteed to leave something behind in this world. But anyway, with that being said, I just want to thank you all for joining the Cult of Dad podcast. This is episode number 7. That's going to be live. It's going live later on today. Culture of Dad is growing. The brand is growing. The website is growing. The media company is growing. The content creation is growing. It's nonstop. It's coming. We want to thank you all for your support. Tune in. Be sure to share this content if you enjoyed it. Be sure to leave a message. You can swing by the Culture of Dad website. That is cultureofdad.com, spelled out, nothing fancy, cultureofdad.com. Swing on by, check out some of the blogs. We might be doing a write-up on legacy later today or later this week. And definitely shoot us a message. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of your popular social media networks. We hope to hear from you all. Leave your thoughts on the idea of legacy. What type of legacy are you leaving behind? If you have any thoughts or input, definitely send in some of your own content or post on IG and just hashtag it, Cult of Dad. We'll find it, we'll comment, we'll keep the conversation going. Much love to all of you, one and all. Peace and blessings. Namaste.
That's right, keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.